All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Hey. Welcome back, everyone, and happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack, episode 133.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, real quick, if you guys want to buy some Media Hijack t-shirts, head over to themediahijack.com. Grab you some official t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to visit our Reddit, you can visit our Reddit and post whatever you guys want. Chris is going to be the one that's going to check it from now on.
I gotta get back on it. That was my duty, and then I think TikTok took over my life after that.
Now you have TikTok and
Reddit.
TikTok, Reddit duties.
Reddit's easier. I can deal with Reddit. It's easier.
Yeah, TikTok, Reddit duties. Mm-hmm. And then you let me know whatever gets popping out there so I can come, you know, moderate a little bit. And like, hey, what's going on with the Reddit?
What's going on, man? What's the status check?
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the follow. Oh, hey, Maria, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you for the follow. Yeah,
nice follow. Appreciate it.
Also, if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, you can head to our YouTube channel. Go over there. You guys can watch the replay if you didn't make it live. And then just show us some love on YouTube.
Yeah, we're there too.
Send us like heart comments and, you know, stuff that makes us feel nice.
Show us some love. We love love.
Tell me I have nice socks on. Yeah. I wear the same.
I wear the same black socks.
Speaking of socks, though, I just got like a Christmas socks with a Bigfoot on it.
Oh, shit.
Bob got it for me.
Nice.
When she was in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing Jeremy put up the videos and stuff in Vegas, man.
Yeah, they went there for Bob's birthday.
Bob's birthday. When is that? December?
December 7th.
Okay, yeah, I was out there.
After Pearl Harbor.
December.
Or during Pearl Harbor?
December 8th?
The day before Pearl Harbor?
Was it Normandy? Is it day before.
Day before.
Day before. Yeah. Either way, it's a bad it's a bad day before or after.
Yeah,
man. No, Vegas is last time I was in Vegas was June last year. Looks like an even bigger commercial than it ever did before. The whole strip. I don't even like it anymore. I like going to Fremont Street, Old Vegas. That's where they got the little live concerts going on. Those are the best ones.
Bigger hands. All right, main topic for tonight. We're going to be talking about Psychonauts Quest for Interdimensional Explorations. Which the title is completely different from our little ad.
Yeah.
But basically, is Psychonauts, what are Psychonauts? These are just people who are avid users of like psychedelics. They use psychedelics in order to, you know, reach other realms. And they do it so much to where they can actually like study other realms and
okay,
different dimensions and stuff. And they call them psychonauts because they're like astronaut, but in the psychedelic world.
The psychedelic world, there you go.
Yeah, without a spacesuit.
Nah, man, you ain't got to leave your own house.
Yeah, you're doing soul traveling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the safest form of travel until you bring that demon back home.
I mean, you ain't got to worry about radiation like space, so that's good.
Yeah, you just got to worry about that demon on your back.
A little parasite demon on your back.
When you go to sleep, it's like, what's good? With the deepest voice that rumbles your bed.
You should never crossed over those tracks.
You should never allowed me to go in your bedroom. Like, nobody told you can come here.
Nice bedroom, motherfucker. I'm liking it here.
Touches your balls.
Why got me all that?
But yeah, so back to the Psychonauts quest. Yeah. All right, so a person named Kevin Thorban took a drug called DMT and had a vivid dreamlike experience that only lasted a few minutes. So what exactly is DMT? I'm glad you asked, Billy. But DMT is actually, it breaks down to dimethyltryptamine, which is a psychedelic drug found in plants and animals that also gives you like intense high hallucination, profound hallucinations,
yeah.
Also known as spirit molecule. But this DMT, the one that they're taking is synthetically created like at home or in a lab where they're using like ingredients from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find them. But the DMT they take is like a powder, which they smoke it. They take like one hit of this DMT, mm-hmm. and then boom, they'll trip out instantly, almost instantly, and then it lasts for a few minutes. But they'll go through like these wild and crazy, unimaginable worlds, like you see in like Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine those Marvel movies times like 500.
Yeah, I heard it was like, well, what seems like minutes here in our world are like the time is very different from on the trip. Is
yeah,
it feels much longer.
It's almost like time doesn't even matter over there.
Yeah, I think Mike Tyson said like 10,000 years or some shit within like a couple minutes or something.
Yeah, he said it was something. Like a, it's like having a 1,000-year therapy session.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it was. Yeah, within just a couple minutes.
Because it really broke down like his character. Because you're seeing yourself at angles that you don't even have. You've never seen yourself at this different angle.
Yeah,
it's almost like having a viewpoint from somebody else's perspective, but it's like the most true because you know that shit's true.
Yeah, because it's unbiased type of perspective.
Yeah, like you know it's true because. You live your own life. Yeah.
You know.
The stuff that you held back or you kept back, you know what you've been doing, you know?
Yeah. All right, I feel like, too, like, us as people, we do put up mental blockers on a whole lot of things that we kind of, like, want to look away.
Yeah.
Ignore. So some things that you take, some psychedelics will peel that fake ass, like,
layer wallpaper that you've been putting up
this whole time, man. It just peels it down.
Yeah, everybody, they all have this defense mechanism, these walls that they put up, imaginary walls, and then it takes like the right person to fucking walk straight through the walls and then see how vulnerable you are, you know.
Yeah,
and it's hard for people to actually do that to, like, especially like a complete stranger or even to like family. It's hard to open up to family because you feel like you're being attacked and stuff, so you put up these walls layered so nobody can crawl through like your safe space, you know?
You're protected, but
yeah, you're protecting your true self,
but
yeah.
But at the same time, at the detriment of what?
At what cost, though?
Yeah. You keep it from yourself, too?
Yeah, this is what I learned from my previous, like my most recent psychedelic trip that I had, and I was like, it makes so much sense how, like, people, they have all these walls, like, they built up and stuff because they're protecting that inner child. Like, they're afraid to show the world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're, like, on the inside, you're actually a really good dancer, but you held it in the whole time.
I never wanted to explore that part
you
of it.
You held that dancer you because, you know, you didn't want to show that side, but then that side was kept locked up.
The whole time.
Locked up the whole time. And you were a dancer the whole time. Damn. I had a theory, like, one of my brothers was like that. He was, like, a good dancer.
Really?
It's just a theory, because he had a nickname on, like, on Xbox Live was, not Japan, it was Shadow Dancer.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, that's like a...
Pretty specific.
what's the meaning behind this?
Shadow Dancer?
Yeah, I was like, do you dance in the shadows?
Are you a b-boy?
Like, yeah, I was like, do you dance when your door's locked?
When no one's looking?
Yeah.
And everyone's not in the house?
Yeah, because he's like one of the brothers where I don't know anything about at all. Mm. Like, it's too much that he kept locked away, like, very soft-spoken, and I don't really understand him. I don't really know him. That's why I'm like, I was like, what the hell is he blocking?
Shadow Dancer.
I was like, what are these titanium walls? Like, let somebody in, dude. Nobody knows you. It's like that.
Do you like to dance in a dark room?
Naked?
When no one's home?
Listening to, like, Jay-Z and shit?
Hey, man. That's probably when he's most free. His most free was...
Or Beyonce?
Beyonce. Both at the same time in the song when they do a duet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. You never know, man. Some people got something deep inside of them.
That's why psychedelics is so good. Like, it helps you, like, if you take it, like, with people you're close to, like, it helps you break the walls down so you guys can all talk, like, on the most purest level of, like, humanity, like, of the most heart-to-heart conversation like you would ever have.
Yeah.
Like, you tell the truth, you know? Like, you start noticing, like, the good side of whoever, like, you're in the room with, and you just express that shit easy without holding nothing back. And that's what happened in my last trip. And it felt so good letting all that stuff out and stuff. It's like, I was like, damn. It's like, this is therapy, like, right here.
It felt like the weight of the world was lifted off your shoulders or
something? Yeah, it felt like I was so free. I was like, I get to talk about, like, whatever I want, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get judged by it, at least not at that moment.
Not right now.
I'm like, no, right now, you ain't going to judge me right now. I'm a therapist right now. Like, giving my own self-therapy.
Self-therapy, man.
All right, so back to this story. So he and other people called psychonauts are interested in trying a new method of taking DMT called extended state DMT, where the drug is constantly supplied to the user through an IV drip that can last for hours or even days. Now, this is something I didn't know science was doing. I thought we only did this on the streets because I did something similar like this where it's to extend like the trip. So what we were doing, we would take like a dose of a psychedelic, right? We'll wait 20 minutes and take a second dose to extend that trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought like only the kids on the streets were doing this. But scientists are actually doing this themselves too. They're doing it more clean through an IV drip.
Okay.
Where you're getting that shit like instantly. But they're constantly feeding them through IV, the DMT trip. So that the trip can keep going.
On a type of like time cycle, I guess, or...
Yeah, so they can constantly stay in trip mode for as long as they're trying to.
Does this have like a negative effect on the human mind, or how does it?
Definitely. Something like that doesn't like. It's always balanced to something. If you break your mind like that to where you're seeing so much of a psychedelic trip for like extended time,
yeah,
it'll break your reality. This reality wouldn't even.
Yeah, you come back and like, this shit ain't even fucking real. I would assume you would come back maybe depressed too. Like, oh man.
I really don't know, to be honest. But I'm sure like too much of anything is not a good thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the reason why like these guys are doing these trips, like, I don't know if you call them scientists or not, but like they're doing these trips because it's almost like they finally figured out like, okay, there is actually another dimension, and then their mind is blown right now that a drug like this exists, and they missed out on it for a long time. And you know how it helped them with everything that they're dealing on with life and shit, and then they're like, how can we extend this to make it last longer so we can actually study it now? So they're like, hey, light bulb, how about we do it through an IV drip, and we slow drip the DMT like through the veins while they're tripping out, so they can trip out for hours or even days and shit. And then you ask the question, like, okay, if they're tripping out for days and they're literally walking into another dimension doing God knows what, wouldn't they need to use the bathroom? And then they're like, yeah, thank you for asking that question, Billy. He started to design like astronaut diapers to travel like the psychedelic world. So he's using the same method
as astronauts,
astronauts.
Depends.
Yeah, where if you have to use the restroom. Because I've never heard a story where somebody was tripping on psychedelics and had to take shit or use the restroom at the same time while they're still tripping in trip zone.
But with this one, since it's extended, they're going to have to shit eventually. So
yeah. Cause
I would assume when taking a shit would break you out of it, I guess, or...
I would think that would break the meditation.
Unless they give him like something like a stool softener, so it's not like as hard to where you can like push. It's kind of like,
yeah,
softens up the stool, so it's like just,
but I would think like
just oozes out.
Yeah, I would think like me being like a little experienced with it, like I would think like if you take a shit, you just open your eyes and just run that shit, you know, and then go back in your trip. What do Rojam said?
Rojam says acid makes you fart so much.
Oh really?
Damn.
I've never had that experience, but that's interesting. Some people, they go through that. Yeah. Yeah. I honestly would not recommend acid for anybody.
I've never tried it.
It's too crazy. But like if you're like one of those guys that just want to experience something and you think it's all woo-woo.
Try once.
Go on the acid trip.
I'll try.
And then...
I heard it could be a nightmare.
You can text message me later when you're done. I can't believe it. Dude, that shit, to me, it was so scary. When I was done, I was thinking about you, and I was like, nah, Chris, do not want to go down this road.
Acid?
Yeah.
Hell no.
After I was done, I was like, I was like, okay. I'm done being the guinea pig. I was like, no, Chris, don't need to go through this. It's too strong.
No, that's too much for me. I already know that would be too much.
It's the most scariest shit I've ever been through.
I've never heard nothing good about it. Even stuff I've read, I'm like, what is the benefits of...
Is if you can make it to the end where you get to see all the beautiful shit.
But you gotta get to the nightmare first.
Ooh, and that nightmare is so bad. Yeah, I went through an ego death.
Like, oh, yeah.
Rojam was saying ego death with shrooms, but LSD is more... Oh, man. He said LSD is more calm. To me, it's actually backwards. LSD acid, that's what... it. Man, the ego trip on that, the ego death on that one, yeah, it's just worse. So crazy. With mushrooms, I never really had an ego death.
I did. My first trip I did, and I didn't like it. It made me think, like, I remember the one I had, the first trip I ever had, I didn't like it because it made me uncomfortable with being in my own skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you had a good trip then. As far as like...
I was like, because the first thing I was going through with my very first trip ever was, what the fuck am I doing with myself? Look at you.
Ooh. I didn't even know
you hear. I don't like talking about it, but since we own it, the first time I ever did it, it wasn't just all like, it was very like a reflection of myself. It's like, what are you doing? Look at you. Like, look at you. You just sit here on the couch. You're not doing shit. Like, you're not happy here. Like, everything's all brown looking and shit. like you're not happy. Like, you
dark need, brown.
Yeah. like, what are you gonna do to make yourself happier? And then it took some time to like kind of making adjustments, but I've noted. I never forgot it, man.
Damn.
Never ever forgot it. It's horrible because you're like, I was just living my life, but I didn't realize I wasn't unhappy. But
yeah, it's like it makes you feel like you're not living your full life.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why
like
you're
almost living like an autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to work, do the thing, do the same pattern, get paid, do the same pattern. But what about like the inner you? That's like the dancer.
It's just the screaming to get out. You know what I'm saying?
The like American Idol within, you know, or whatever it is.
The artist in me is screaming to burst out type shit.
Break out and shit, you know? Who knows?
Yeah,
right. LSD and Apex were lit. Apex, what is that?
I was thinking of the game.
That's the first thing, that's the only thing I can think of. I've never heard of a drug called Apex.
Oh, man. I'm seeing if I can find some right quick.
I actually got to take a quick little restroom break.
You guys hold on right quick.
We're back. My bad. And we're back. All right. So, like I was saying, like they were doing like IV drips to extend the DMT trip so they can explore and learn more about these different realities. Yeah, bamboozle. That's the word.
Bamboozle. Thank you. Thank you, man.
You've
just been bamboozled.
All right. So, I already talked about that. Okay. So, like they hope like this will allow them to better understand and remember like their experience and potentially discover new parts of their own mind or new parts of another dimension.
Okay.
And I think one of the main things like about this topic, they don't want to say like straight up, but the main thing is that they are actually discovering different dimensions within their psychedelic trip, which they find like so, to them it's so real because it feels real to me. Like when I have like a legit trip, it feels more real than this world. To where I come back here, I'm like, man, this old wallpaper ass world and shit. You know, I just walk through this earth and shit.
These fucking walls, like
yeah, it's like we're bound and shit. We're not really free. We're bound by like some universal law that
we're tethered to this reality for now.
Yeah, then we're all playing by the rules.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to figure out
physics and shit,
walking through walls and shit, and you know, using telekinesis. I was watching Instagram clip of this kid. He was doing like trying to move objects with his hands, and he started moving objects like little pieces of paper, like thin foil, and he would do it like every day. He would practice on moving it to where he was able to move like glass and shit.
Right.
Yeah, he got so good at it. You can tell, like, for me, I'm just looking at his reaction the whole time, see how he's acting when he's doing it.
Yeah.
To try to catch if this guy is trying to fake this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But his reaction looks so legit to me. Like, he's shocked himself. He was like, holy shit, I just moved that.
That it had to be real?
Like, yeah, like, he was, you can tell, like, his heart jumped. And he was like, oh shit, I actually fucking did it. You know, but he was moving. And then he got so confident. He's like, he started doing like the gun sign and boom, right? And then that shit flies. No, it just flies.
Okay.
Yeah, because he got that good and shit. Damn, but he was able to like move objects.
Mm.
And then I tried to do it too.
And then?
I need more practice.
Nothing wrong with that, man. I remember when I was in high school, I tried the Kamehameha once. I'm not thinking anybody's tried that before.
Yeah. Thank you, John, for following.
Appreciate thank you, dude. John. Thank you. Thank you. There's an anime, I can't remember the name of it. I've only seen clips of it, but it looks like the girl's like using telekinesis to move objects, but it's actually like these spirit hands, I'm saying spirit fingers, but like these spirit arms and hands and shit. They actually move the shit for her.
Doing it for her.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. It's crazy as shit though. Should be catching bullets and shit.
Yeah, it's like that thing you were saying the other week about like Jean Grey or something in the comics, where if you're imagining moving something, you're just imagining you outside your body.
Yeah, an extension of your body. Yeah, yeah,
moving. An extension of yourself.
Shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to like keep practicing, see if I can move anything.
That's it.
Mm. Probably got to stop like poisoning my body.
Yeah, I always heard like you have to, whatever toxins you put in your body, you have to like purge it and then make the attempt.
Yeah, you gotta like cleanse yourself.
But yeah,
it's just to clear all the thoughts, all the negative thoughts, like saying, "Oh, it's fake."
Yeah, because I know if once you try long enough, you're gonna want to give up.
John says, "Have you seen the government research about telekinesis?" I think we talked about this before.
MK Ultra and shit. No, that was more like remote viewing.
It probably like all ties into MK Ultra and stuff, because this is when they're experiencing with like LSD on the soldiers and stuff, and then remote
viewing. And
yeah, we're seeing, hey, is telekinesis possible and shit?
Hey, 11.
Yeah, the Montauk Project.
Yeah,
I think that's where they got that idea from, to do that show.
Oh, for sure. No, they definitely got it from that. Yeah, so I think they even talk about how Eleven's mom in the show, she was a participant in MK Ultra, or
yeah, she was Montauk, like a, she's probably like a high level.
I think she's like a college student or some shit. At
Professor X.
Yeah. And then she had a psychic baby, and that's when she took the kid from her.
I wonder who got her pregnant though. Probably the head group guy.
But man, I don't know. I was thinking like just some random ass joke.
He was like, can you dodge this sperm on the inside, you know?
If you could dodge a sperm, you could dodge a ball.
Project analyst of ESP. What did ESP stand for?
ESP.
Something sensory perception.
Yes, I can't think of it. Is it extrasensory?
Extrasensory perception.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Some project. Oh, I can't find that on it.
All right, so Thorban, the guy that was doing the project on the, you know, the DMT stuff,
mm-hmm.
he actually learned about the method through a psychedelic podcast. Is that crazy? Maybe like they'll come across this podcast and then they'll start researching on their own, because this dude, they wrote a whole article about this guy, and he found it in a psychedelic podcast called Medicinal Mindfulness that offers like treatment. Like the organization is actually based in Colorado.
Ew.
Out of all places, of course, this would be the spot to do all your mental therapy sessions and stuff.
Because psychedelic shit is, that's the spot.
Yeah, because over in Colorado, they're more open to the idea of like treating mental illness through like a form of medicine that's like considered like not good for you or evil. I think it's still a Schedule I drug. Like illegal.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was in Colorado, it might have changed since then. Hopefully it did. But I know with like just drugs that would kind of like, well, not drugs, but stuff that's more like with marijuana and stuff, they're like, hey, it's legal. You can do whatever you want, whatever. It's not even a crime to do it. But if you apply for a job and they find your system, they can't hire you. So it's like, what's the point if you guys are going to legalize it if these jobs aren't going to make the adjustments to allow people to work? If you guys made this shit free, I mean, no, not free, but you legalized it, why aren't you making it easy for people to get jobs still? You know what I'm saying? It was a weird time. I don't know what Colorado did with it since then, but it didn't make any sense to me when I was living there.
Like the thing like with psychedelics, I don't think people are taking psychedelics like every single day, you know?
Oh, because John says it's not a treatment. Okay, that makes sense then. Because it is just recreational, but this just stays in your system for a long time.
I wouldn't like say it's like for recreational either. Like, I think it would be like under the condition of like a medical setting.
Yeah.
If you were to take like psychedelics for mental, like a mental illness or something for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you should actually take it in like a proper setting to where they can actually give you like, you know, the proper methods of doing psychedelic, like, you know, the best way you can actually do it to get the most benefit.
Yeah.
Instead of just like buying shrooms for the local guy down the street and then taking it home and then doing it all like all messed up, and you don't even get no benefits from it.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get no, like, you probably get a bad trip or whatever.
And that's about it. Because
everybody's different.
It's called symptom management. Okay, I just looked it up too.
Yeah.
I can definitely see. Okay, that makes sense.
It's not like marijuana. Like marijuana, you can take that any to any time of the day. That's why it's easier for them to catch it on you. Like if you were to do like a job. But with the shroom or psychedelics, they don't even have like a.
Nobody's testing for it.
Yeah, they don't test for it. That's the thing, because it's not as like people are not doing it like that. No. It's not like big like that yet. And if they were to do it, they're not going to do it every day. That's like the thing about it.
Well, also too with drugs, drug testing for jobs are actually expensive as shit too. So they're not going to go out of their way to
start
looking for something. They're not like psychedelics. They're not looking for something that most people don't do.
So. Yeah, they're like, why would we test for that? Like, what are the chances of finding an employee that has like psilocybin in their blood? It's rare. That's why it costs money too to do these different tests.
Yeah.
That's why they have a test where it tests for a lot of the main stuff that people actually do.
The cool shit.
Yeah, like marijuana or cocaine or meth or amphetamine and stuff.
That's all the kids doing out there.
But acid or LSD, any psychedelic, is not even on the list that they test for, because that's an extra test that they have to pay for.
Which is not cheap either.
I don't know, maybe in Colorado they have to do that extra test because they're like, hey, people woke out here.
People, we need another test.
People woke up. They're not sleeping out here.
They're wide awake.
All right, so the organization out in Colorado, they're working on eventually getting an FDA approval for their research on DMT. DMT is like the next step, like after like mushrooms, because it's like the strong psychedelic, like behind like ayahuasca and stuff.
Yeah.
And because like a lot of the clinics out there in Colorado, they're already doing like the marijuana and the ketamine treatment for people. Ketamine, which is legalized like in a lot of states actually, like really? As far as like doing under like medical research in the clinical lab and stuff, ketamine is actually legal, and that's synthetic shit. You ever heard of going the K-hole? Like, if you take too much ketamine, you end up in a bad situation.
No,
you
take what's that like?
It's like a quicksand of psychedelic. Ooh. Like, you go so far deep, it's almost like your functions are fucked up. This is just what I heard. I don't know the details, but a K-hole don't sound too pleasant.
Oh, K-hole sounds horrible. Sounds K-hole? Mm-hmm. Sounds horrible.
Research is not treatment.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this whole DMT research is still new, even under like all the stuff, because the research has been, they haven't done research on it like publicly for a long time because of how like illegal it was until just recently, and now they're trying to backtrack on all the time that they missed out on doing like the research for everything, especially with psychedelics. That's why it still is new. You know, this is like a new breakthrough.
Yeah, this is a new breakthrough.
Yeah, this is like a new breakthrough thing that like the medical or the pharmaceutical companies are trying to get involved in also.
Yeah.
Because there's, to me, I think they're trying to figure out how they can market it best where it can benefit them. Like how they can take the psychedelic and then put it in their favor and how they want to control it. That's why I think ketamine got approved first before a psychedelic mushroom. Mm. And ketamine is like a synthetic psychedelic or whatever the hell ketamine is.
Yeah. Shit.
And that's something that they can make like in a lab, and I think they're trying to control like the mental space for like psychedelics now, like with the pharmaceutical big companies. They're like, we want a foothold in this, not you little people.
But we have to be doing like treatments.
It all makes sense, because I think they're just going along with the times, what the people want. Yeah. And I think like in the future, not even long from now, a lot of the people are actually suffering from all this mental health crisis through all this internet that they're consuming. And everything is all fucked up now. Nobody knows what to think no more.
Nah, man. They're waiting for the internet to tell them.
Judgment's all cloudy. Yeah, they're waiting for...
Internet, tell me what I need to think.
They're waiting for their favorite internet person to tell them...
How to think and feel.
Yeah, like...
I don't know how to feel.
Is abortion good or bad? Tell me, please, lady.
Internet, please, give me... Yeah. Give me an opinion. I don't have enough time to read. Psychology is John says psychology is pseudoscience.
Yeah, I mean,
because the mind, man, the mind is so complicated, man. I don't think anything's like definitive a lot of times.
Yeah, the mind is so complicated. We don't even understand it like that.
An organic computer, or whatever. Yeah, what can you call it?
And the fact that you can take like like a drug that can expand your like your views on
beyond this reality,
beyond this and the stuff you're seeing is just so mind boggling to where you're like, hold on, like what's really going on? You know,
yeah,
that'd definitely like explode like anybody's like mind as far as like what's really going on in this world. Or sure. I mean, it's so hard to tell now.
Yeah,
definitely hard. And yeah, I think the world needs to see this.
I don't think everybody's ready for it though, man. Some people ain't ready for that check. That nobody likes that push. And I think
yeah, not everybody.
It's nobody's like built for that shit.
But I think like if people were to want to do it, they shouldn't be like stopped or get in trouble for it. You know,
just to explore something.
Yeah,
something more that could make them better in person, or at least put things in perspective. I mean,
yeah, I think it would definitely help. Like I know it's hard to see it if you've never done it. But if you've done it like one time, you'll understand, and then you'll just back off a little bit about like whatever you believe in so strongly. It's not even a big deal no more.
It's like this shouldn't even matter, man.
Yeah, because it's like little things like that we go through in our life. It means more than like a silly opinion of whatever you believe so strongly
in the grand scheme of the overall reality, man.
Yeah, like, the overall speck of your life. It happens so fast, and then you're forgetting about like the little things that do matter, like the people you love in your life that do matter. You miss out on a lot of that because your mind is everywhere else but where it actually matters.
Yeah, right.
It'll make you realize that, and that's when you'll be like, damn, maybe the world needs to just have a little trip just to relax, like step back a little bit and just smell the roses,
calm down.
Yeah,
too much overthinking going on out here.
What's going on, chat?
Too much overthinking.
They should be segregated, quarantined. That is wild. We got to come together. Hold hands. We are the world. We are the...
John says, I don't want my neighbors tripping on acid. Me neither, man.
No, yeah, no. Definitely. You don't. Yeah.
As long as they keep it in their house. I don't care what they do in the house. Just don't bring it out to my yard.
Yeah, I don't recommend acid. It's too dangerous.
No, that's extreme.
If anything, like if you were to do any type of psychedelic, have it under a controlled environment. And have it to where people actually know what they're doing.
Somebody that trusts you and loves you.
Don't do it in no house party environment.
Yeah, it ain't
or in them. Public. It's not. I'm not like promoting it as like a party drug. No way. Jesus says, "I'm not the world." John 17. Are we done with this topic?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you a question. Are they setting up a program to send people to the other dimensions? That's my question, too.
I think they are.
Set up
and they're doing it like in batches, like people who are volunteers and stuff.
Okay.
To do like this treatment where they're actually doing like the slow drip DMT.
And they send them off on these... It sounds like they send them on missions. That's what it sounds like, man.
Yeah, just to explore, map out the psychedelic world and stuff. Because it's crazy. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, man.
But like in recent years, we've seen like an uptick with psychedelic research. There's teams at the Imperial College Center of Psychedelic Research in the United Kingdom, as well as the University Hospital at Basel in Switzerland. They are now currently running first studies of extended state DMT.
Extended what?
Extended state DMT.
Okay.
Like the slow drip DMT. So there's like hospitals and universities all around the world now that's actually engaged in the same research that they're actually doing out here in Colorado.
Okay, so they...
Because they know there's something more to it. That's why.
For sure.
And it's amazing. It's...
obviously, they're probably getting volunteers for this shit.
Yeah. I won't be a volunteer. I'll be like the guy giving the treatment. Next. Patient 001.
Colorado, man. That place is always trying to do some shit.
There are two groups of humans, sinners and non-sinners. Good and bad people. I think everybody did bad, though.
I don't think even sinners are bad, to tell you the truth.
Sinning is the way you just look at it, right?
It's a human nature thing, too.
Yeah.
Criminals and non-criminals. Yeah. I mean, you can be somebody who's a non-criminal and be a sinner. Because there's people out there who say who may be future mass murderers and mass shooters one day, but they have not committed the crime yet. So they have no criminal record, but they still got that devil in them. So yeah.
Hitler blood.
Until they commit a human crime, like that's a human law. Yeah.
I believe anybody can commit any heinous crime like that.
Straight up.
It depends on like how you're brought up, when the environment you're brought up.
The mind.
Yeah, your surroundings. That's why like everybody, when they're born, they get dealt
clean with. Clean slate, man. Right?
Yeah, clean slate, but you get dealt with a hand. You just got to know how to play your hand. If you play your hand incorrectly, it probably lead you to some wild adventure. And then you end up becoming somebody on Netflix documentary.
We don't sin or commit crimes. I don't know. I commit crimes. Well, it's speeding a crime? It's against the law.
Yes.
So, yeah. I've sped. In fact, I sped over here.
I actually jaywalked the other day.
You know they're trying to decriminalize that? I think in... Was it California? I think they get rid of that shit altogether. Because it's like a... It's a crime. It's like, well, why? Like, now, granted, I can see on certain levels where I can see where
it is dangerous.
It's dangerous as shit. But I think it's like, hey, do it at your own risk. But you probably won't be able to file for no lawsuit if you get hit by a damn car if you didn't use no damn jaywalk. You know what I'm saying?
It still should be a crime, but it shouldn't be as like a big fine charge for it. They should just slap you on the wrist and be like, all right, that's $10 or some shit like that.
I don't think it should be a crime. But
yeah, if it shouldn't, then everybody jaywalking, then it'd be so hard to drive.
But if you get hit by a car, I think it should be at the walker's risk. But if you get, but it should be like, but if you get hit by a car without using a without using crosswalks, you can't be liable for no lawsuits or none. You because that was your choice to walk across Atlanta traffic.
So you can hit them and you'll be okay.
I know they're gonna be fucked up, but I mean,
they can't. No, but the driver,
they ain't gonna get a lawsuit. I don't think they should get a lawsuit. Any.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Chris.
I don't know.
I can't take that.
Use the crosswalk.
Yeah, use the crosswalk. I can't.
I use the crosswalk.
I can't co-sign on that. Yeah, yeah. I think it should still be a crime to jaywalk. Because
well, if it's a hit and run, if you hit somebody and then like drive off, then it's a crime on the driver. But man, you get hit because you didn't use the crosswalk. This shit's there for a reason. I don't think it should be on the driver. Unless it was speeding. I mean, if they take things into a lot of things, accountability, like...
Yeah, it shouldn't be, like, on a driver like that.
Yeah, not too heavy.
But I'm saying don't take that law out to where, like, the people that do the jaywalking, they should get punished, too.
So just keep it, like, how it is now? Because it's a law, but it's, like, nobody really gets, like, a ticket for it.
Yeah, because, like, people driving, they really don't pay attention either.
Man, hell no. They fuck no.
Yeah, they ain't worried about no jaywalker. They just worried about, is it red or green?
I don't think they even worried about that. They worried about, like, what the fuck is going on their phone.
Because, like, in Cambodia, right? Like, if you get hit by a car in Cambodia, they'll try to kill you because you're actually cheaper dead than alive. Because if they hit you and you're alive, you can sue them for so much money.
Yeah.
So they say if you ever get hit by a car in Cambodia, you better get out of the way because they will try to run you over until you die, dude. They'll put the tires like right over your neck, dude.
Just to stop all of the shit.
And then they'll fucking push down on that fucking bike wheel. And then they get their buddy Ling Ling jump on his shoulders, put more pressure to make sure he stops you from breathing.
So that's murder.
And then they'd be like,
"That's murder."
He got in front of my motorcycle and died. Yeah, don't get hit overseas. Like, if you don't know like how they play in other countries, try not to get hit by a car.
I know I've seen like a lot of videos in India where you see a car pulling up to a stoplight. It's an infamous video, and he's like this Indian guy walking across the street. But then the car, the guy walking across the street stops in the road on purpose so he can get hit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the car stops right before it hits him. So he just throws himself on the hood.
I saw that.
It's like the most infamous.
Yeah, they do that a lot in Russia and everything.
So, yo, I'm going to just run his ass over. Fuck it.
All right, so that's it for this topic about the DMT and other dimensions.
All right.
Chris, is you go.
Let's go.
Next topic.
I got some random science news from around the world. Hey. The topic I had for tonight originally, I figured we'd save it for next week because it could be a beefy topic. So I decided to grab some small news. One interesting story that I did come across, this is a couple weeks ago too. Actually, it might have been last year. This is a story from South Korea where South Korean citizens can now import life-size sex dolls.
All right, so originally, South Korea?
South Korea.
So they couldn't do that before?
They couldn't do it before. And the reason why is because the South Korean government, they were like stepping into like people's personal lives, which I don't agree with at all. The government needs to govern and leave people the hell alone. But they were getting inside of people's like lives and there were men who were going on trips or whatever, or just want to leave South Korea, and they're going through customs. Their sex dolls were like just getting snatched from them and getting thrown into customs, and it was all because South Korea wanted to promote a society based off of like a high morality. Like, hey, we don't have men running around here, out here having sex with sex dolls, and
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and how dare you bring your sex doll on the plane with you, all folded up and deflated, and you think you'll just blow her up again in a damn hotel room with a
no wig on,
with an air mattress pump and shit. And so South Korea, but basically what happened was that the courts were basically overturning the whole situation because it was starting to fringe on the rights of people, where what people do in their bedroom doesn't have anything to do with like the morality or this picture you're trying to paint of society. Mm-hmm. What happens in people's bedrooms, that's their own privacy. The government needs to stop trying to get inside people's bedrooms. That's none of their business. Now, as far as like public display, if they were having sex with like the sex dolls in public, that's different. Yeah, but in their bedroom, that's within their own four walls. They ain't got nothing to do with anything.
Not messing with nobody. They ain't
no messing with nobody. Some of the clips I was looking at too were with a South Korean man. They had like sex dolls that they were perfectly cool with them. They was like, yo, like, we go out, we hang out, and
like go out. Like, what do you mean go out?
Like sit on the beach and like taking pictures of my sex doll on the beach on a towel, and
pretty bold
doing one of these like these poses, like,
yeah, like, he's living his life,
but it's like it ain't hurt nobody.
If you could be like that free to where you really don't even care anymore, the dude is living his life
and he's happy.
I'm happy for him. Like, gay, do your thing. In South Korea, I couldn't do it, but
no, that's not me. That's
yeah, I would have kept it in the bedroom. I wouldn't shame that. I'd be like, hey, more power to you. I fucking...
Are you happy?
That's respect. Like, you're really that, like, cool with yourself. And I would hug him right there on the beach.
I'm like, did you take a psychedelic trip and then realize that you just need to just be you?
He probably did.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you probably would have to take a psychedelic trip to
get to that level, man.
Yeah. You're like, damn, this is the only life, like, here, right now.
That's all I got. And I want to be
happy. And I want to be out here with my doll out here on the beach.
Walking, feel the sand between my feet and her.
Because tomorrow's not guaranteed, and he wanted to do that same day. I was like, dude,
me and my silicone baby, we just want to enjoy the sun.
He definitely reached like a level of enlightenment.
Like, that's not too many people will feel even comfortable doing that shit. I don't care. Like, most people won't do it.
I haven't reached that level yet.
I can never reach that level.
That's why I'm gonna repeat this life again.
Go.
Meanwhile, that dude on the beach, when he passes away.
He passed the
test. Floats up like a god.
He passed the test.
He's like, I'm out. He floats off into like the, a war of lights and shit.
Fuck you guys.
It's like a war of lights. Like, he's like swimming through that shit. Peace out.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're losing connection?
No, the camera went out.
Oh, shit. We were talking. We were too deep. We got too deep. No, it came back.
Okay. Damn, it scared me.
Excuse me.
But nah, it's just like, I mean, that's our people's lives, man. And there was also something I saw too, where this Japanese guy, him, his sex doll, his family, and his three kids all live in the same house. And then his sex doll is just like around the house, is just like a part of the family, man. So I mean, I'm like, this is like.
So they're really open with that.
Yeah, they, at least at the very point where they're trying to fight for, within South Korea, is that this is within our bedroom.
Wait, so what is the Korean government doing, like with the people with sex dolls?
Oh no, so what they was doing, saying like, hey, this is like a morality check.
So what are they actually going in the buildings and checking, or what?
No, well, like a lot of sex dolls that was getting confiscated were being held. By the airports, by customs agencies,
and they also when they're ordering it,
yeah, when they're ordering it, or when they try to travel with it, or anything like, if and that's when he was trying to take it, and then now the government is like taking a step back and allowing the actually people just keep their shit.
I never heard of anything where people were actually traveling with their sex dolls.
I mean, they're going on vacation.
Like, do they got to buy the extra seat on the airplane?
No, that's how you keep it cheap. You gotta deflate it. That's how you save money.
Oh, that's the cheap sex doll.
Just say cheap. Just fold it up.
I thought it was like the real silicone one.
I think that, well, for my, what article I was reading too was saying that they, the sex dolls that they use over there are like cheap plastic. Mm. So I'm not, it was probably like the old school, like,
oh,
sex doll like this. That's what I'm thinking about.
Back in 90, 95 or whatever.
Mouth is like.
Yeah, I was like actually watching a documentary accidentally, but I was watching a documentary. I don't know if it's Vice or one of those crazy YouTube channels, but they were talking about like the new sex dolls that they're releasing, or there's already been released, but they're so like lifelike, and the skin and everything, that texture of the skin, to where like it almost looks like real, the right? person, yeah, it almost looks like really real, and the person who buys it, it gets shipped out in like a fucking coffin crate looking thing.
Yeah, it's like a whole body coffin crate. Yeah, those are the real ones, man.
Yeah, and then they got the nice voluptuous, you know.
Did you see the one with the gray hoodie?
Juicy parts, huh?
There's like one sex doll they had like a gray hoodie.
No.
She had big boobs and a fat ass, but it was like, it had a whole lot of people, like, whole lot of men on the internet were like, well, I don't know, man. Y'all trying to replace women now? This is kind of.
Yeah.
She looked like a real woman, but she's a sex doll. And you can't fold it. It, like I said, it came in like the large case. So.
Yeah, like it's straight up like a real sex doll.
I would even be, man, I don't even want that shit even delivered to my house, because my neighbors be like, oh, he fucking a doll.
Like, yeah, like, can I get it delivered via dark web? Yeah. To like like somebody that works like for like a dark web website, he delivers like with a bicycle and shit.
Yeah, man. And it's like, can you deliver at night when everyone's sleeping?
When everybody's sleeping.
Just knock on my door real loud.
And know the password to like your garage and shit.
Yeah, put it in there, then
drop it in. Just leave a little kiss, and then just leave.
Yeah, but it says it's a little kiss.
The most secrete way of like delivering like a little sex doll, because you have like a weird jungle kink and shit, you know.
Hey man, let people live their lives, man.
But here's like the weird thing: it's like I heard like with the sex dolls, how they're trying to cater to like pedophiles. They will make like sex dolls like. In the shape of a child.
I was going to get onto that too.
I think is so fucking crazy, dude.
Now, I was about to say that though. Now.
And they're all sold out.
So it says that. No.
I'm just playing. I made all that up.
It says. All right, so like what I was saying, like South Korea had formally banned all imports of full body sex dolls, ending years of debate over how much the government can interfere in private life. Mm. It says, although there are no laws or regulations banning the import of sex dolls, hundreds, perhaps thousands, have been seized by customs and da-da-da-da-da. They took a shit ton of them from people. But now that the law has been passed that the import of these sex dolls can happen, these people can get their sex dolls that have been held in customs for years. They're going to get their baby back. They're going to get their...
How dare they?
The plastic babies back once and for all. But it says, Customs Service said it will still ban the import of child sex dolls, others embodying certain people. It said in other countries like the United States, Australia, and UK have also banned child-like sex dolls. Which, when I came across the story, I didn't realize it was child sex dolls until it never crossed my mind until I was reading about this.
Here's my thing about that whole shit. Who the hell is making child sex dolls in the first place?
Do we really want to know? It could be the government. I don't know. Who would allow the production of this?
Let's find that company and wipe that company out.
They could be friends like, hey, man, like, we just make sex dolls that's grown people. Like, we just make grown adults, and then in the basement, they make child sex dolls.
I can see, like, the argument on both sides, too.
Well, like, with that, for sure.
The argument would be, like, the people who's trying to be cool that, like, well, if we make, like, these sex dolls for these adults, they wouldn't be, you know, eyeballing these real childs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They'd be, like, their needs would be fulfilled with these child sex dolls.
Instead of actually doing it with real kids.
Instead of doing it with the kids.
Oh,
and they're like, we're just trying to do society a favor.
We're trying to help out the kids. Because if then
I'm like, damn, man.
I see what I see what you're saying.
So it's like a...
Because these people are going to be people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People. But the whole idea of that in the first place is just
it's disturbing.
So disturbing. It's bizarre.
But would you rather they have the outlet with these sex dolls, child sex dolls, or your kid walking down the street and they kidnap them?
Man, that's interesting. If I could take the bullet for that shit, dude, I'll tell them to use my body. I'm just playing.
I'll be the sacrifice.
Pretend I'm no, I'm just playing. No. That's so crazy. Like, it's almost like they're trying to normalize this.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah. Scary, scary world, dude. That's why, fuck that, to have a robot baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man? Or just let these men keep their kids, toddler, whatever, whatever
size too, they want. Females, too. They're just as
bad. They're just bad. Yeah, they ain't just men now. There's women out there, too. Men just take the heat for that shit a lot, though. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's it for that story. Like, yeah,
that's such a wild story because it actually goes into like my next story that I'm about to talk about.
Oh,
which is a man who lives with his life-size silicone model of his dead wife. You heard about this?
Yo, this is new to me. No, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about that.
Yes, sir.
We're back. All right. So a man lives with a life-size silicone model of his dead wife.
All right.
All right, so welcome to today's episode of Unusual Love Sex Stories.
Oh, shit.
All right, so today we're sharing a heart-wrenching yet heartwarming story of a man who went to the great lengths to honor his late wife's final wishes.
Oh.
This is actually his late wife's wishes.
Oh, this is what she wanted. Okay.
Yeah, and so Tapa Sandhya, a retired government employee from India, West Bengal, lost his wife of 39 years. In 2021, during COVID-19, she was taken to the hospital and then forced into isolation. Long story short, she passed away. And then to fulfill his wife's last wishes, which was where she wanted like an artist to make like a silicone statue of her. Like a life-like statue of her. Yeah, yeah. I should have got the picture. I apologize. I forgot. But the picture do look just like her. Like, it looks like a real person sitting with him on the couch, which is so creepy, but it was so, like, damn, like, they went out their way to really actually do this.
If you can finally send it to me, I'll put it on TikTok and shit.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'll do it like that. Remind me, too.
Yeah.
But, so, it took, like, 6 months and around, like, $3,000 on this project, and then they actually made it happen, and now it's just sitting in his house with this lifelike statue, silicone statue. Of his wife, like wearing like the clothes that she was wearing, everything.
That's beautiful, but at the same time, it's like you ain't having sex with no one else. Like you would not have sex with anyone else in this house if I die.
Yeah,
and if you do, keep looking at me sitting on the couch, and it's gonna make you take a step back.
She locked that shit down, yo, like, even in the afterlife. They're like, okay, shit. you want to get married to me? All right, like okay, when I die, you gotta make sure you make a model of me.
She was like,
leave it in the house.
She's like, you know that line from Death Do Us Part? Not in this household. Like, death won't even stop us. I'll still be here. In your dreams or any other hole you can think of calling your wife, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, any other girl that he brings over to their house?
I'm going to be right there on the couch.
It's going to be greeted by her.
Damn.
That is scary. But it's crazy how, like, it took 6 months to make it, and it only cost $3,000.
That's not bad, honestly.
So the price.
I thought it'd be more.
Yeah, I would think like 60,000
American dollars.
So, I
mean, can he do anything with it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I was just sits on the couch.
I don't think it has like the sex doll features.
Okay, I was wondering if it had like, you know, slots.
Maybe just like the upper body, everything is like realistic, but no, nothing down there works.
Like, damn, so I can't even do that.
But that would be weird though.
If she made it to be like,
if it was functional.
I want it to feel like me too when he's on top. Like,
I want him to feel every ridge that's in my body,
every groove, all of it.
Make sure you add the G spot.
Oh man,
add the butthole too.
I'm good. Add the balloon knot.
Add the butt.
And I want you to slim me down like I'm in my 20s. Like you, I want to say, not like how I look then, but
P90X body.
You right? Yeah.
You know, fucking Ab Ripper X.
To make me how I used to be. Oh man, shit. I mean, that's sweet, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
I don't know. That was the last wish. You know what my last wishes are? Like, if I were to die, anybody hearing this, you, family member, one of you guys got to fulfill this. After you cremate my body, right, take half the ashes, get a drone, let that drone carry my ashes, drop it in an active volcano.
Oh, shit.
That's all I want.
And what about the rest of the ashes?
Keep it in the house. Well, for whatever my loved ones, they're going to spread out my ashes. Yeah, man. But like half of it, throw it in a volcano.
Well, I know that story that of this one dude that I think everybody knows this story, but the guy who his wife died, and then when he got like he got his name like her name tattooed on him or some shit like that. Yeah, yeah. But cool. Her ashes were mixed into the ink. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was dope.
Yeah, I saw another one where people they just took shots of the ashes.
I have seen that one too. Yeah,
that's just nasty because you don't even know the ashes is all.
Oh, that's the whole body, man. That's everything.
Yeah, because you're scraping, like, where they cremate you, right? They're scraping other ashes from previous bodies.
Previous bodies, man. I remember...
So you're taking shots of, like, Bilbo Baggins, too.
I remember back in the early 2000s, right? There was this, like, this black dude who, like, whose dad had passed away. And he wound up taking over, like, his funeral company. And apparently this dude... didn't want anything to be... I guess he had, like, prior dreams of wanting to become something else in life. But when his father passed away, he had to take over the family business. And it was a cremating business as well, too. Mm-hmm. And so when he had to deal with the cremation of people's bodies, instead of, like, cremating bodies, I think he was just, like, dumping them somewhere. But he was, like, burning firewood and, like, putting the ashes in cans.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that was, like, a long time ago, man. But
they were giving, like, fake shit.
Yeah, he was giving, like, this... like just wood, like wood ash, I guess. And
yeah.
And the family were like, "What the hell is aiming my fucking family?" And I guess he was like dumping them in graves or something. But
yeah, I mean,
he didn't want to do the job. So
it makes sense to do it like that because what are you really gonna check the ashes?
Yeah, and also too, the guy was like, "I mean, I ain't trying to burn no bodies for a living." Because from my understanding,
no, like here's the thing: like it actually takes a lot of like gas and energy to burn all that. Body, it takes a long time to actually burn the body,
especially the bones, man. That's just,
So it's like, I'm not gonna use all that shit to raise the gas prices. No, I'm just gonna give you some piece of wood.
And the guy too was like,
"How did they find that out that he was doing that though?"
I think one of the family members got suspicious of it,
so they sniffed the ashes.
Like, this don't taste like Nana, and then.
This don't taste like...
No, she didn't taste like this.
This is not Bilbo Baggins' dick. This tastes like a fucking birch wood from Canada. What the fuck is this?
Oh, my God.
Some low-grade wood from Home Depot. What is going on? This is sawdust.
Oh, my God, this motherfucker.
Get in here, Billy. Smell these ashes. I smell it like... Yeah, that's
you
like...
confirm it.
That's aisle 5 Home Depot birch wood from Canada.
This ain't Nana for sure.
No.
But I think one of the family members
this is not even a good tree.
The family member's dick is suspicious of his like the burning of the bodies, and then once they did an investigation, I think they found like some mass grave or something. This was like a long time ago. This is years and years.
That dude's gonna have to battle a lot of ghosts when he dies.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't go nowhere in that graveyard.
Like, we're gonna wait for you to die, and then we're gonna have a field day with you.
Yeah. We'll let you sweat this out.
They start floating like.
But I think he got like plenty of jail time for it, if I'm not mistaken. But that was
Yeah, hopefully he got enough jail time to where he's not punished like in the afterworld that much.
But also, too, is a very cautionary tale of. Let your kids be what they want to be because he got put into the situation of taking over the family business when he didn't want to in the first place. So he had dreams to be something else, and so he kind of just...
So he had a cold heart.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't care about these damn bodies because he probably didn't even like dead bodies, man. That's why he probably didn't want to burn them.
So he just had an ice box like where his heart used to be?
Yeah. It's a good song. God.
But yeah, damn.
That's a dad joke right there. It's like a borderline dad joke.
Dad joke with a six pack. All
right.
But yeah, he had a replica of his wife.
All right. Well, shout out to him. I hope he's happy. Man, I wonder if like, oh my God, I could imagine like his wife sitting on a couch and everywhere he moves. She has like the Mona Lisa eyes. Like no matter where you go, it's like still looking at you.
Every step you take, you know.
Every move you make,
I'll be watching you.
She is on your ass, man.
You
better not bring no girl over.
You better not bring no hood rat.
Who's this hoe?
And that concludes today's episode of Unusual Love Stories.
All right.
Next story. That was heartwarming, right?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Heartwarming story.
You
want to talk about Prince Harry real quick?
Yo, let's get into that. Yeah. Let's talk about
it. All right. So, like, Prince Harry, his book just got released.
Yeah.
But one thing, like, I picked out from the whole story with the whole Prince Harry thing is that he had spoken to a psychic lady who claimed to have a message from his late mother, Princess Diana.
Yes.
And in the Prince Harry new book, what was the new book called? Spare. All right. So he talks about meeting a psychic who claimed to be able to talk to his late mother, Princess Diana. He was skeptical, but when he went to go meet the lady, the psychic told him that Diana's spirit was with her right now. And then she was telling him a story about a time like in Prince Harry's life to where she was there at that moment when everything was happening, was when I was telling you how it was an incident that on a Christmas, one Christmas, where an ornament that his son had broke it, and then the son tried to fix it. The psychic said that Princess Diana, like, she was there at the time where the ornament break, where it broke, and then they were trying to fix it during one Christmas with Prince Harry.
And Diana witnessed it.
Yeah, and Diana, she's already dead, and she witnessed, like, her son dealing with that with his son. Mm. And when the psychic lady told him that, he freaked out. And he was like, okay, this is, like, the real deal. The psychic lady was able to tap in and able to speak to his mother, because nobody knows about that story. Prince Harry...
Just him and the kid would know, right?
It's just him and his kid. And
the family, I guess.
Yeah, just a regular Christmas, and the kid broke the ornament, and they were trying to fix it together. And then, you know, the psychic lady said, yeah, your mom was there. She saw it. She thought it was a wholesome moment. Like, you and your son, like, she was so, like, you know, happy.
All right.
To see, like, you know, her kid with his kid trying to fix the ornament.
I could say it would be, like, a huge relief for him, because there was a story that my mom told me about the book Spare. Because, you know, my mom has the book. She's been following the royal family and all that type of stuff since she was, like, a teenager. She's been always been big in that type of, like, that lore. So when she got the book, she was telling me the other day when I was talking to my mom, she told me that in the book, the night that Princess Diana died, Prince Charles, which is Prince Harry's father, he walked into his room the night, like, you know, that happened. And Harry, like, was sitting in his bed by himself. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, son, like, he didn't even hug him or nothing. He just took the foot of his bed. He's like, hey, like, you know, I'm just letting you know that, you know, something happened to your mom. She got into a car accident. Like, it's Harry, you know, little, he was like a little, I remember fucking seeing Harry at the funeral when it happened. He was like a little boy at the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Harry was like, you know, in his bed asking his dad, like, well, what happened? Is she okay? He says, no, she didn't make it. And da-da-da, you know, and I'm sorry. And then he just, like, walked out the room and left. And then left him in his bedroom by himself to, like, cry by himself.
Cause, damn.
Because he had already moved on from Diana. He was married. Like, he was already hooking up with his damn mistress, Camilla, I think her name is. Like, Charles was already hooking up with his mistress, Camilla. And so Harry would just walk, like, he said, like, he didn't cry. I don't remember, my mom was telling me that in the book, he says he didn't cry that night at all. He says, in fact, he never cried about his mother's death until the funeral when he was putting her into the ground. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, his brain kind of built, like, this weird wall against it of, like, because he never had time to grieve. His father's like, hey, she died, moved on. Mm-hmm. And he's in the bedroom by himself, couldn't even make sense of the situation. And as time went on, like, I guess the funeral happened. He cried there, and after that, he's like, I have never cried since then because my brain's built like this, kind of like a defense against it. So I could see, like, that him talking to that psychic or whatever
could be like
like a relief or something to him, because
he never had
no time to grieve when she passed away. So that, the book is deep, man. I heard the book is very good, man.
Damn, that means when I get the book.
My mom has been reading it. She's been telling me about, for anybody who doesn't understand the title of Spare, it's based off of, like, how Prince Harry... It was basically just being born to be spare parts for his brother.
That is so wild. In case
he has, like, a kidney failure or anything, or some type of blood transfusion, go to Harry, because that's what he's here for.
So he was basically born to be, like, an organ donor.
Or anything, in case something happens to his brother. His older brother, which would be to replace the king after parts, Charles.
Like, yeah, if his liver went bad from drinking too much.
Or anything
Prince Harry. Prince Harry was just the dude, just to...
You'd spare a kid.
Damn, that's so crazy.
It's a horrible existence, man. When you realize...
Isn't that wild? So that ties into, like, a lot of other weird conspiracies about how other people were actually manufactured just for, you know, their body organs.
Parts. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can imagine, this is just one, like,
elite... This is a royalty, man.
Yeah, one elite royal family. Like, can you imagine other royal families in other nations? Like, in Japan, you know, they got princes and royal people out there too, right? Mm. Do they?
I don't think they have dynasties anymore.
Well, I mean, just for example, like, I'm pretty sure there's other countries that have, like, a lot of, like...
Yeah, like Saudi Arabia and shit. They got, like,
royal blood, yeah.
Yeah, they got, like, princes and shit.
Where they would need, like, organ donors, like, on tap, put everything, their body part, their blood type, everything's perfect. Lines up with the blood and everything. The royal blood.
The royal blood, yes. Yeah, because I know, I think after it saved, like, Prince Charles, King Charles now. He's king now since Queen Elizabeth died. He's king now. Mm-hmm. But if King Charles dies, then I think William, his oldest brother, will get it. And then, I don't think Harry's even going to be alive. Harry won't even be allowed to ever see it, because then William's son would then be in, like, next in line to be king. And then, this is all other shit. It's just... But yeah, he's
like, so he was never gonna be like
the king. Dude, you're the spare tire. That's a horrible existence, man. Don't nobody want to be the spare tire.
That's why
nobody want to be the NPC.
Yeah, that's why he went to Compton, you know.
Oh, he's like, yo, let me get my Compton queen.
Yeah, let her crip walk into his life.
She was like, yo, she's like, Harry, you gotta understand your own real worth. You're not a spare tire, boy. Like, you're a man that I love. And, you know, he left all that shit behind and wrote
take
a book.
Take those pants off.
And they got kids. And I get why he would, like, take his family away from the royal family after everything that happened to his mother.
Yeah, because it's so corrupted.
Yeah, it's so corrupted. Because Diana was never a part of the family in the first place. She was outsider.
I heard Princess Diana, she had, like, an affair with an Arabian dude.
Yeah, some shit like that.
An Egyptian.
Yeah, I think she had an affair. Her and Charles were both having an affair on each other. And I think they all took Charles aside because he is royalty. And she's just, like, some lady that he fell in love with and then kind of got married into the royal family. And so they never liked her. So that's one of the always been rumors that they're the ones who killed her that night with the paparazzi. Because the royal family and the paparazzi in England, they have like this symbiotic relationship going on. Very weird, man. They kind of like, a lot of times it's like the royal family does what the paparazzi wants them to do. Very weird shit, man. And it seems like Harry kind of caught wind of it. Like,
royal people play different.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame, man. And I can see why he would want to separate his family from all that shit, especially what happened with his mother, because now he done marry outside of the royal bloodline, and
like way outside
your Compton queen.
Yeah,
you know, they might knock her off. So
holding it down,
way outside too. She ain't even white. She's like she way outside, man.
Way outside.
So they really might get her ass. I remember when she first had a kid, they was trying to figure out.
Should be a Disney movie, you know?
A movie
that's like the realest Aladdin. Like reverse Aladdin.
Insane.
Reverse Aladdin.
Flip it.
Hey, what they say in the chat? It's Saudi Arabia and the journalist that went missing.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You know about that?
Jamal Khashoggi, I think his name is. That was a couple of years ago.
Basketball player?
He was a journalist in Saudi Arabia. He was like really good exposing like the royal family in Saudi Arabia. And
that's a rough.
It was horrible, man. What happened? What they did to that man was horrible because they got like. I guess he was like always like a he was a Saudi Arabian citizen and an American journalist out here in America, and I guess he may have been like exposing the Saudi Arabian like family too much or the royal family because they involved in some wild shit too, and so one day I think that he was suspecting that they was coming after him, but they had like somehow like lured him to this location like a restaurant.
Oh shit!
I think they was making him think it was his girlfriend that was texting him, but it was like. These goons I was working for the Saudi Arabian prince. So you see him on CCTV camera. This is like back in like 2017. You see him like walk into like this restaurant, and he never walks back out ever again. But then when they show like some hours later or some time later, walking out the back of the restaurant, are these guys like dressed up in like whatever kind of goon clothes they got on, and they're carrying trash bags.
Oh my god!
So what happened is he went to the restaurant, got to altercation with some like the prince's like soldiers or guards or whatever, and they choked him and killed his ass, and they chopped his body up and put him in plastic bags. To this day, they still can't find his body, but they never will. And he was engaged at the time too, and I think he had his girlfriend or his fiance in the news talking about it. Like, I don't know, like I didn't call him to the restaurant, like, but apparently the authorities had to step in and they had to lock up some of the damn people that did the murder. They're getting charged for like first degree murder now. Saudi Arabia.
So they should.
It's definitely. But he killed this journalist, dude. That was horrible situation.
Hard out there to be a journalist, man.
It was fucking insane.
Rojam says he was too critical of the royalty and they lured him into the
embassy. Yes, to the embassy. That's what it was, a restaurant. It was an embassy. Sorry.
He had to get rid of his ID and his marriage, and his wife waited outside the whole time.
Why did he kill his ass?
Then some other dude walked in. Out in his clothes.
Because they're trying to make it seem like he survived, but it was somebody else wearing his clothes, because after they killed him, they had him walk.
Man, some fucking season one of fucking
crazy, man.
Breaking backs.
Yeah, I think there's like maybe 2018 or some shit. I'm gonna say 2017, 2018.
Jesus Christ.
Insane story. And he was just a journalist that was just doing his job and doing his work, man. He's like I said, his fiance.
Too close to the sun, huh?
Got too close. Burned. And then, and of course, like these guys who did the murder, they just got their hands dirty. They're not the one who did the order. That was the prince who probably sent them out. But yeah. You, man, come on, you ain't gonna lock up no prince.
They're just a tool. Yeah, exactly.
But I know the guys that did do the murder, they're all like, I haven't heard the story in a while, so.
So they're taking all the heat.
They're taking all the heat. They're not. They all going to jail. I don't think we tried, I guess, but.
Yeah. Who's your boss? Like, man, I don't know, man. I just applied to this job.
I was on Indeed.com. I was looking for some.
Yeah, they probably have like an app, like, you know, like. the most fucking extreme jobs, all the way down to like actually murdering somebody.
I thought I was supposed to be just doing security.
Who's gonna take this job? You know, like a $10 million job to assassinate a journalist.
I kill a fucking journalist. That
dude was probably swiping up on his phone like $10 million. Oh, fuck that. Swipe.
Nah, I'm good on that. Nah, but that was a sad story, man. Sad story. And
that is crazy.
In Saudi Arabia, especially with how that country is, which. All they do is fund terrorists anyways, because during 9/11, out of what, the 12 terrorists that was involved in the whole shit.
It's funded by U.S. though?
The shit, Saudi Arabia, they none of the terrorists came from Saudi Arabia. Mm. They breed terrorists over there, man. Saudi Arabia's a weird place, man. They got a lot of money and they getting messy with some shit, man.
Black money.
Man, a whole lot of shit. Yeah. If you're a government and you start knocking off journalists, that is a fucking problem. It's because journalists are supposed to be the ones who bring the news to the people. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be the voice of corruption. And then you've got people of power start knocking them off, man. There's imbalance.
Yeah, that makes it like scary for people who wants to bring out like the truth.
Dude, yeah.
Especially if they know like something's really corrupted and then they have that voice to actually bring the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very scary position to be in, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll be start up your car, boom.
Yeah, the only way like it works if you're backed up by like a million people.
It has to be a group movement. It can't be just a singular person, man.
That's why they're afraid of these group movements. They don't like these big movements like that.
You can't kill an idea.
They try to stop these big movements from happening because they can't take out everybody.
No, man.
But if you're going solo like that as a journalist trying to expose something, shit.
Like, man, we know where you stay at, what time you eat.
You better know who's your right, left hand man, like real close. They can set you up so easy.
Oh, man, yeah, you're just one entity.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're one dude. You're not even a movement or nothing.
You don't even have a Facebook account.
How many followers, like physical followers, do you have?
Zero? Oh, you done.
Yeah, I mean, check the track record of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, people.
Jesus walks.
Oh, yeah, people.
Not mean to laugh. Like, religion people. I get it.
I get it.
But, yeah, like, you could even be Son of God walking out here with like 1,000 followers and then you still get crucified. So come on.
I mean,
has the world changed that much from when that happened?
No respect.
Yeah, come on. You're a journalist? Okay.
Rujamo says, they're the biggest buyers of U.S. artillery. Yeah, the U.S. and like the Saudi Arabia have like this weird relationship, man. Is you would think they would go harder against Saudi Arabia due to 9/11, mm-hmm. but it's still buddy-buddy with them. Same with like Israel. They don't, come on. Why y'all being cool with them unless y'all did 9/11 yourselves, U.S. government?
With the head tilt. I got a piece of bad. You have another story, right?
I got one more and then we can wrap it up if you want.
Yeah. Okay. One more break and then we're going to wrap it up with one more story. Be right back. And we're back for the last segment of the show. Yes, this is going to close it out for us.
All right.
What we got, Jesus? All
right. Trying to decide between two stories right now. So we got a cancer story that they found a cure for, or cyclones in Antarctica. Because the Arctic. Because these cyclones are getting stronger and they're tearing shit up. So I'm trying to decide. Let's go with let's do the cancer one. This is more hopeful.
I was going to say that too. Let's go for cancer.
Let's go with the cancer story.
This is 100.
This is more of a hopeful story. All right, so basically, my notes just went away. All right, so revolutionary cancer vaccine simultaneously kills and prevents brain tumors.
Damn.
So basically what is going on is that this team of doctors have basically just figured out a way how to deal with the brain tumors and cancer cells. How they're trying to do it is like they're trying to narrow it down to a specific location where the source of the tumor is coming from and whatnot. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to do like a gene engineering of where they're going to turn the cancer cells that's spreading throughout the brain. They're going to revert, they're kind of like reverse engineering, well, not reverse engineering, but kind of like do using CRISPR, using CRISPR technology to actually manipulate the cancer cells and turning it into this type of like a dirty bomb, if you will. So even though the cancer cells, when they have to go back to the tumor, they're going to be in, they're going basically going to be infected with the like basically with the to be a cure to actually kill the tumor itself. If that makes sense. So tumor sending out all these cancerous like shit throughout the brain. They're going to grab one of like the actual the cancerous activity that's going out there and basically isolate it. Well, not isolate it, but use like gene engineering where they're going to repurpose the cancer cells to develop a therapeutic that kills tumors and simultaneously simulates the immune system and destroys system to both destroy the primary tumors and the cancer, prevent cancer. So, basically, like the shit that's going out there.
Yeah. Gene. Basically, like they're grabbing like the cancerous like DNA strand and they're re-engineering that strand of DNA.
So once it goes back to the
like
tumor,
whatever bomb, then when it goes attaches itself back to the tumor, it blows it up. Like
yeah, it's gonna, yeah, basically that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's gonna like dude, with the cancer that's going out there. Because I guess I didn't notice, but a lot of it goes back to the source of the tumor. But once they engineer it to be like this cure bomb, once it goes back to the tumor, it's gonna take this shit with them. And then affected so from the source. Because I think the issue too they have with is that it's hard for them to detect the source sometimes, but you can cancer scent, you can catch the cancers going out there, but the source of it might be difficult. So you gotta catch the cancer. Mm. The cancer has to return back to the tumor source. But once it does, it's bringing back the cure.
Surprise.
Hey, ba-doom.
Excuse me.
Says using gene says cancer vaccines are an active area of research for many labs, but the approach that what this doctor named Shah and his colleagues have taken is distinct. Instead of using inactive tumor cells, the team repurposes the living tumor cells, which possesses an unusual feature. Like homing pigeons returning to roost, living tumor cells will travel long distances across the brain to return to the site of their fellow tumor cells. Taking advantage of this unique property, Shahaz's team engineered living tumor cells using gene editing tool from CRISPR and repurposed them to release tumor cells, killing agents. In addition, the engineered tumor cells were designed to express factors that would make them easy to immune systems to spot, tag, and remember, priming the immune system. Long story short, anyways, they're basically tagging this shit and these cancer cells are going back. Like I said, they're repurposing it with CRISPR. That was what caught my story, but I was like, okay, CRISPR's now, you're engineering a damn, a cancer.
Yeah, I'm invested in that company.
Fuck, dude.
But, like, I know, like, man, that company, it could be good or bad.
It could go either way, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But looking at it, like, from the standpoint of, like, making money, it's a money-making company.
It's
for the future.
It whenever you can get down to this level in engineering cancer cells to actually become purposeful to destroy the cancer of a tumor.
Right.
So like what can they not do with
the possibilities like endless. Like any company that's involved with like genetic engineering, like a human DNA, you would be smart to invest in a company like this.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to make money.
Because they're just going because the people involved in and of itself are going to just invest more into making it better.
Right.
Especially with someone like cancer.
Think about it like long term, 10 years from now, right? You would think like people with money would be clamoring over like a science like this to where they can actually manipulate the DNA of their child that's being born. Making sure their baby comes out with like the best genes possible so they can, you know, dunk on LeBron or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think like it's one of those businesses like it's like the, I don't know, like Gucci science or whatever, you know, however you want to call it. But this is going to be like one of the like the companies that's going to be like on top of like genetically modifying DNA of humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a big deal in the future.
I mean, yeah, because especially like how the human body produces like cancer and stuff like that. I could definitely see in the future this is going to extend human life.
Like, let's say, like for example, like in your family tree, most of your family members, they all died from like a heart, mm-hmm. you know, like a heart problem, or like from cancer a lot.
Alzheimer's.
Like, and then you could like be like the change in your family tree. You'd be like, all right, my kids are not going to have any of these genes because I'm going to manipulate their DNA using CRISPR technology. Mm-hmm. So when my child is born, he's not going to be born with these defects of like heart problems,
all right.
or cancer or whatever disease that runs in your family bloodline.
Yeah.
And then your child will be like the new child in your bloodline that's going to carry on a clean gene.
Yeah.
And then when he grow up, and then he'd be like, all right, I want to keep my clean genes running through my veins. Mm-hmm. So they would go back to the company, CRISPR, like, hey, hook me up. I want to make sure I have like clean genes for my kids. I didn't think about that in the future. 10, yeah, 20, sure. 30, 40, 50 years, CRISPR would be like probably one of the biggest companies in like, you know,
most sought after thing.
Modifying man. Human DNA. And it's going to be the norm, like within 30 years, like, oh yeah, I have enough money. I'm going to make sure my kid comes out
for sure.
Fucking smart as shit and can dunk on LeBron, late LeBron.
And live to 120. Like, you know what I'm saying? This could extend life. Like,
yeah, well, 120 would be the cap. That's what I heard.
I thought about this the other day too, with human life and how long we are able to survive. As far as how long humans can live, we do not live for a very long time in the grand scheme of a whole lot of shit. But most humans don't even make it to 100. And I think the reason why this crossed my mind too the other day, and this is before I even came across the story, is just that with human life, and you got some people, like, I think this crossed my mind when I was thinking about like racist people, and I'm like, okay, is somebody in their 60s or 70s a racist? Can they ever become not racist anymore? And I'm like, but at the end of their life, well, not 60s, but in the 70s, 80s, that's the twilight years. Mm-hmm. Can they really change? Would they change if they had more time? Like, right. to live to 120? Would they stop being racist? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what crossed my mind the other day. Of,
Candy.
Would the world be a better place if people had time to learn more? I think that's why I was thinking the other day. Like, would the world be a better... Like, if you could live to 120, would people would grow to be more wiser and get hate out of heart or whatever. Because is 70 or is 70, 60 or 70 years old too short for us to become better people?
I think it is too short.
Like, if it was longer, would we have more time to grow and make better decisions? And
maybe, I think so. Like, I never looked at it like that, but yeah.
It crossed my mind the other day. I was in the shower or some random shit thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'll be thinking about that. But yeah, I think we for humans to actually like change like that, especially like when they're already born like racist like that and they live throughout their whole life mm-hmm. like that until they're like 60, I would think it's so hard for them
get out of it, man.
To get out of that type of like mental state where they believe that shit so strong like that.
But if you can live to like 120, that's a whole yeah. other, that's a whole another 60 years you
when
got.
When you put that in the mix, I would be like, yeah, I think there would be still a possibility to get people to change like their views on people.
Maybe live a little bit more.
Yeah. Or, like I said, take just one mushroom trip to humble your ass.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, that's what I was thinking when I said
mushroom. Be more. Like, sit your fucking ass down. Like, let
You've
me.
You've been here for 60 years acting this way.
Yeah. Like, chill out. Like, the way you're acting is like, that does nothing good for nobody.
Yeah. Like, in some kind of way, make 60 like the new middle age life, like,
yeah, the new 30.
Yeah, because you got like another 60 years ahead of you after that.
It's, yeah,
more time to grow, man.
Yeah, because like I think like any psychedelic trip will make you realize how little time that you have here,
man. It's only limited, man. Oh,
but it'll
man.
Show you like it'll show you so much like that's going on in your life. That's why I'm like, man, everybody should take it at least one time, but proper way. Mm-hmm. It'll show you so much that you can change now. And then it makes you appreciate it so much because you're still alive, you know?
Yeah.
Because most people, like, what they regret, like, on their deathbed, you know, they live through their whole life. And then on their deathbed, they have all these crazy regrets saying, like, oh, I should have done more in life. Oh, I should have just chased my dream instead of working, like, this job the whole time, trying to be safe the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
They regret, like, the stuff that they wanted to do, but they kept it. They put that on the back burner
mm-hmm.
because they try to play life safe.
Yeah,
the most safe. But I'm thinking, like, dude, you're in the 30s, you're in the 40s. How much safe do you want to play it? Because anything can happen. Just an hour from now.
Yeah.
Anything can happen tomorrow.
You never know.
Yeah, because I was starting to think, like, dude, I can, like, drive down the highway. I'll be done, right? And then I was thinking, I was like, I better have, like, $4 in my account when I die to know that I spent every single dollar that I made, you know?
I don't want nothing left over.
Yeah. I was like, I better have, like, $4 in my account when I die just to show, like, I fucking spent everything. I knew, good, Sable.
Sable. I just saw you in a, I saw your name
probably. Sable says, broke as fuck chasing my dreams.
Yeah, man. Aren't we all, man?
I miss you, Sable, man.
Sable, how you been, bro? How you been?
Yeah, I think last time I saw him, he was out here for something. I forgot. Yeah.
Broke as fuck chasing my dreams. I think that's all of us, man. We.
How you doing out there, man? Are you still in San Diego? Mm-mm. What's going on out there, dude?
How's the weather, man? How's the Cali shit? I heard y'all. Heard Cali was getting wrecked by, like, all man, types of
shit. We should just go visit Sable. Like, surprise.
I've been wanting to go to Cali since I was a child.
Let's plan it. Let's go out there.
The furthest I've gotten is Vegas to the West Coast.
Sable says, I'm good. Out of my long walk with my dog. Oh, you're watching us like on your,
okay,
your little smart device.
Yes, man. Be safe, man. Don't get kidnapped.
I imagine, like, Sable, like, walking on the side, like, we're near the beaches and shit.
Oh, nice.
That's just like how I imagine it.
I saw this dude.
Oh, it's flooding. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the weather's, like, gone tits up in California, man. It's gone,
Pasadena,
like,
Pasadena mudslide.
It's hit, like, she said, like, I saw a video a couple days ago. It's hit, like, biblical, like, levels of.
Too old. They said biblical.
That's what I saw on the, when I saw the news. I was like, this is, like, the end of the world shit.
Stable says rain equals
no crackheads.
No crackheads.
Hey, man. That's what he said. That's why he said pure bliss. Okay. Keep crackheads. Don't like that. Don't like that rain.
Yeah. That's wild, though. Like,
yeah, California getting, like, wrecked right now with rain, man. It seems like it's been going on for a couple weeks, man.
That is crazy. So is it more like towards, like, Southern California that's getting all the floods?
I have no idea. I just know it was, like, somebody told me, like, when I was on the news, I didn't know the, like, the location. I was just watching the video, like, oh, shit, this is
shit
sliding. Like, that's all I saw.
Yeah, no, it was serious. Because right when I was in the Boston, they're even talking about the floods. And I was like, what floods? Like, oh, in California. I was like, what?
Yeah, man.
So it's like, right? It's everywhere. Everybody knows about it.
Which is weird, too, because wasn't California going for, like, a drought for a hot minute, and now they're getting too much water?
Mm.
Come on.
I don't know their weather like
there
that.
There needs to be a balance.
But I remember, like, they were going through, like, a lot of forest fires.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's been going on for, like,
I always think about Yogi Bear.
Everything all dried up, man.
Sable says, but the sun's been out for about 2 hours.
Yeah, man, and then it's weird too, because, like, what Sable was talking about, how it is right now in California, how out here in the South, man. Last week we was getting a shit ton of tornadoes.
Oh yeah,
we was getting wrecked by tornadoes, man. The weather's, the planet is turning on us, and maybe it should. We've been abusing it for too long.
I want the Earth to, like, just fucking shake the fuck out of us, you know. Like, break every single
motherfucker,
break every monument that was made.
You carved
so we can realize, like, well, how good we got it, you know.
So you guys carved all these presents on the side of a damn mountain. We're gonna destroy this shit.
Sava says, even with all the rain, we'll still be in drought.
Yeah, man, that did cross my mind. I'm like, would this even change anything? Because y'all been in drought for longer than.
It's like illegal to water grass over there,
man. Yeah,
is it? Is it still like that? So I remember they said you couldn't even wash your car.
I could see that.
You wash your car, right? You see, get the blue lights, bloop, 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 bloop.
No, you don't. Earthquakes are gnarly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's the only thing that keeps me from California.
You know, speaking of, like, gnarly and shit, right? I was on, like, Netflix, and they were talking about that surfer. Not a surfer dude, but it was like a hitchhiker
with the axe. Oh man, that dude's legendary. I remember that shit a long time ago.
Yeah, they have a whole documentary on this guy now.
I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
So I saw, like, these girls, and I saw, like, this dude is, like, big enough to, like squeeze the fuck out of her throat. And then I was like, smash. And smash. But then he ends up being, like, a murderer and shit.
Yeah, because, like, I haven't seen a Netflix documentary, but I know this. I heard the story before, probably because of YouTube. He murdered a guy previously before that, I think, or some shit, over some dispute or whatever. I was like, I don't think it was, like, a first-degree murder, but I think he might have used that axe, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Smash.
smash, smash.
Hit that smash, but nah, this dude was fucking smashing heads.
They I think that was
like,
in Arizona.
They said like right? 3 months after that interview on the news, he ended up killing somebody else.
That's what it was. Yeah, he murdered somebody like not too long ago.
And then that's when he was in prison for that.
Lived long enough to see yourself become a villain. Yeah. Straight up, man.
Speaking of villains, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, she's getting on OnlyFans.
Yeah, and then I was, they were saying how like back then she was saying, oh, she'll never be an OnlyFans, and then she was hating on other celebrities that were doing it.
Yeah.
Then fast forward to like 2023.
Here we go. That money getting tight.
Iggy Azalea, she's now an OnlyFans.
When people find out what she went wrong is that people found out she was white. When she first came out and was doing music, I thought she was black. She sounded black. Mm-hmm. When everybody saw she was white, it's like, I don't know. Now you culture appropriating. And
I thought she was white the whole time.
Really? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, in the video, she's
white. I never seen the video. I only heard like the music.
A long time ago, it's when I was still in Ellenwood. She had like a video of her eating like a popsicle or shit.
I've never seen the video.
I was like, who's this Iggy Azalea?
Iggy? What the fuck?
But she had like a big butt. I was like, damn. Iggy Pop? Okay. But yeah.
I remember some years ago, she got offered to do like some Bang Bro shit.
I'm pretty sure she got offered to do every shit.
I mean, I watch it. I ain't gonna lie. I check it out, you know.
Yeah, if you like subscribe to her OnlyFans.
What's she doing though? What's she doing on there? Like just
I don't know, she's probably doing the same thing like Cash Me Out Girl.
What's she doing?
Like not showing nothing.
Man, I ain't paying for nothing. This is why I go to strip clubs. That shit's this is like a digital strip club to me. Like what you ain't doing nothing that's gonna I don't know.
She's already making a lot of money.
I heard she made like $350,000 or some shit in one day or something.
Yeah, not even just posting like a promo video.
Damn,
who wants to see her that bad?
Ah, day. I mean, I'm pretty sure
a lot of white girls that same body shape like that you can find on like
maybe Pornhub. Better, maybe better.
Yeah, but I think the idea is because it's Iggy.
Yeah, it's her. She's been in office for like a while.
Is that how you say it, Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And she's been in office for a minute to do some wild shit like this, but.
Yeah, it's like if your name is big like that, then it's different.
Yeah, me, I don't care. I don't care whether your name is big or not. Just
yeah.
In fact, I think because she's famous,
Magic City.
I think yeah. I think it's because she's such a well. She a big. What would you say? She was a big celebrity. Would you consider?
I don't
that?
Think so. Maybe B class.
B class. She was bigger a couple years back, but
yeah, she's like B class. Like the name is known, but
it's you not, know her name at least.
Like, it's not big like. Ariana Grande.
Man, no, no.
That's like worldwide big.
Yeah, Ariana
Grande. Like, if she had OnlyFans.
And Ariana Grande could sing, too. Like, she can sing her ass off.
Yeah, if she had OnlyFans, hey.
I wouldn't watch her, though. I think she's pretty
much. I think OnlyFans, they have to upgrade their server system so they can.
She might crash.
It might crash.
I guarantee
like,
you.
Like, real shit, dude.
I think she's pretty, but I don't know if I would watch OnlyFans of her.
I wouldn't.
Just,
yeah, but I
want
know.
Some, I want some nobody for my OnlyFans. Like, Some regular person. If I were to get on,
okay. So who would be like an OnlyFans that you would pay for? That's a celebrity.
Nobody.
That you would really want to see.
Nobody.
No, you got to pick one though. This is Media Hijack. After dark.
After dark. HBO After it's Dark.
It's after you made it past the first and a half hours.
Real sex, take five. No
Channel 18.
Shit, I don't even know.
Any celebrity?
Oh shit, I really don't know. Any celebrity?
Not even Justin Bieber?
Probably Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek? Okay.
Even at her age, she still got it.
I can already like imagine her naked already.
She still got it, man. If anybody, because I was trying to think of like as a whole body wise and everything, like who would I want to see? Like Selma Hayek. I know that might not be. I don't know. That's probably an answer that most people would never consider. But
no,
Selma Hayek still. She finds motherfuckers. I love me some Selma Hayek. So
yeah, that's a good one.
I had to dig deep for that one. I'm like, like, what's one I really kind of like I've wanted for a long time? Some high end. What would be yours?
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for that.
Like, what would be yours? Yeah,
I was waiting for that. Yeah.
I can't be the only one.
I would I would choose Jack Black first.
Naked with a guitar?
School of Rock, man.
Is it going to be there with Kyle too? No, you should get Kyle too.
Yeah, we get Kyle Gass on
there. They both got to do OnlyFans.
And they got to do the song too.
Yes, the whole Tenacious D album.
The duo song.
Greatest song in the world.
Last week, Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. But yeah, but real shit, I would pick Jessica Alba.
Oh shit!
Because she's the most innocent girl.
She fine though. She's beautiful.
She's the most innocent, but I think she has like the most natural body.
Yeah, she's like,
as far as like
she's, being no, she's a, just being naturally, an actress. She's a normal
body girl.
Yeah, she's not like too big.
But I wouldn't even want her to be an OnlyFans. I'd be like, no, you keep that.
You're too pure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you keep that.
That's how I feel with some people. Like I like you. I've always liked you the way you were. Mm-hmm. I don't need an OnlyFans.
I gotta pick a different one. You know, like
I might
someone
dislike,
I don't care about.
I like might that. Dislike you even more. So I don't even know if I want to say Salma Hayek. And honestly, now I think about it, I don't.
She already looks like she's in a porn though.
No, man. No, she's just hot. That's all it is.
I'll have to change my answer then. Have to be someone like I don't care. Like
about. Some a throwaway celebrity.
Yeah,
it'd be like somebody. Maybe Iggy Azalea then. Shit. I'm going with Iggy Azalea. That might be mine then.
Hillary Duff.
Oh.
What? Get
come at me.
I'm curious. I
what's she working with?
The last time I saw her, somebody like photoshopped like a picture of her
on a beach.
No, with her just wearing like regular Old Navy jeans. Mm. I made up the Old Navy part, but she was wearing jeans, and then they made her butt like look so big. I was like, "Is that really like Hillary?"
Miss Photoshop.
But then I saw like the Photoshop and the non-Photoshop. But the non-Photoshop looks way better.
Yeah, she still got some though. Yeah, she got some. She got some cakes.
Yeah.
Saw a long time ago on some beach, walking on the beach. I was like,
yammy yams.
Hey, got some hams with them yams. Like shit, I've seen Hillary.
Yeah,
Duff.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah. This ain't no Lizzie McGuire now. This is
what's that song she did? So Yesterday, is that her?
Oh my god, I forgot she did a song. That's a catchy song for the time.
She slapped.
I think that was like our only hit though. Get that shit in my playlist.
it slapped a little bit. Yeah.
No.
Back then, remember Bug Juice? It's Disney Channel.
Oh my god,
that whole era, dude.
How you remembering all this? I've heard Bug Juice in a long, probably since that era. That
nostalgia moment, man.
Shit. I've heard Bug Juice since then.
Yeah, Real World, Road Rules, man.
Real World, Road Rules. When they used to compete against each other and shit.
Damn.
Good times, man. Now reality shows suck, too.
Because it's all too fake, though.
Yeah, it's way too scripted. At least that's how I met, that's how I saw Theo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Road Rules. The first time I ever saw this motherfucker was on Road Rules. I was like, he's kind of like.
That was so crazy.
I was like, he's kind of like the best thing on Road Rules. And then here he is. It's like the awesome podcast.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was on Road Rules until he talked about it in his podcast. I was like, wait, hold on.
I used to watch Road Rules back then. That's why I first saw him was in that.
Like, damn, Theo Vaughn.
And he was funny back then.
he was like the same character.
He's never changed. This is like 20 years ago. He's still the same character
the whole time. I was like, dude.
Same dude, man. He's never changed.
He's just naturally, he can go off the cuff so easily.
Because yeah, I remember back then, I thought he was funny as shit, and then I think he started doing stand-up maybe within that time frame, and then
yeah, he was naturally just funny.
Just
like
funny
that.
Dude, man.
Like, it didn't matter, like, who he was talking to.
I don't know.
Like, I remember he was talking to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan was showing him a video about him doing, like, an ice bath. And Theo Vaughn was like, man, you look like one of those turkeys that's been, like, wrapped up, like, in the string.
Oh, the string's wrapped around the legs.
Yeah, and then, like, it looked like Joe Rogan was offended a little bit. It's like, wait, he's like, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, you know how they wrap them up and you can see that whole six-pack and shit, you know? I was like, dude, I would never even imagine describing anybody that's, like, you know, like, fit or whatever, describing them as being wrapped up like a turkey.
Was this after the Bill Burr shit?
I don't know. I don't know when it was.
But, it's like you sound like Bill Burr right now, talking that wild shit.
Yeah, but Theo,
he came a long way, man.
He's so
came
good.
A long way. I like ice baths for my balls. This is Sabo.
Hey, Sabo.
Man, hey. I think ice bath would make my balls go into my tummy.
We gotta go visit Sabo, man.
Something, man. Bill Burr is like, man. Bill Burr is like one of them dudes where he's always been funny, but he just, a couple years ago, he finally started, people started catching on to him.
Like, what do you mean?
Just like his name started becoming more popular. To me, I feel like he started blowing up just like not too long ago.
Because he's real. Like, he speaks that shit like real. He doesn't even care like who you are. Like, because I remember when he first did the podcast with Thea Vaughn, he didn't even know Thea Vaughn like that. He didn't know like his.
He don't know
that. He didn't know his comedy, his style like that. But he broke Thea Vaughn down to where Thea Vaughn was like, he had to like take a little step back.
Ego trip.
Yeah. He was like, damn, this dude's fucking eating me up alive.
Him and Ethan from H3.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, he fucked up Ethan from H3. Like, Ethan, he had to take like a he had to go to a psychologist and shit to fucking.
I think the first time I saw Bill Burr in anything was in. He
fucking roasted him.
Chappelle Show. He was in Chappelle Show. He was in an Schlips Beer, I think it was. Oh, the Samuel Adams beer commercial, but he's a Chappelle Show for like maybe like three sketches. One was like Dude's Night Out, where like I think he got his dick sucked by some tranny. Whatever. It was wild, but that's the first time I saw Bill Burr in anything. I thought it was hilarious and watched his stand-ups and whatnot. But he's another guy too that I talked about on the show before, or on our show before, about how he took a trip. And because Bill Burr, he's a dude from Boston who comes from that Boston area, and everybody know how Boston is. But hey, yo, fuck this motherfucker, like this, like the almost very New Yorkish type
skin,
and shit talkers and whatnot, and can be mean sometimes. But after he went on his trip, like his first actual shroom trip, and he came out of it, he was like, his first reaction was, oh my god, I've been mean my whole life, and I haven't, like, I need to take a step back because I'm in my 50s now. I can't. It made him change his whole direction on a whole lot of things.
Yeah, see, that's that's the beauty of the whole shroom thing.
He regret for being like such an angry person for so long. He's like, I've been angry for this long. Like, I can't believe this is who I've been. And
you didn't see the other side.
And he talks about like he wish he just started earlier. At least tried it earlier. Like,
yeah, I think that's like what a lot of people regret when they actually start doing like a trip one time. Sable says, come after the summer, like in September. I have to get somebody to clean my pad, could you read that?
It says, y'all will have a show on me next. Pepper Hoarders next on, on Media Hijack.
Prepper Hoarders.
Yeah, Prepper Hoarders.
And
we can set something up, man. Either come out here or we got there. I've never been to Cali, so I'm down for a Cali trip if we could set something up.
Let's plan something, because I haven't been out there in like 2 or 3 years now.
Okay. I've always wanted to go.
I'm overdue. I got to go out there. But when we do go out there, we definitely got to visit that Sable.
For sure, man.
Yep.
I've got nothing else, though. That was it for me.
That was a good show. We got to close the show out. It's just pretty long, too.
Sorry, guys.
It was a good show, though.
It was a good one, man.
Good informative show. I wasn't in Vegas. Only Bob and Jeremy went.
Yeah.
They went by themselves because they're selfish. But yeah, we'll catch everybody next week on Tuesday. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.